Trump administration tightens rules on tax credits for wind and solar energy. By Lucas Nolan on August 18, 2025. The Treasury Department has announced stricter rules for solar and wind projects to qualify for federal tax subsidies, which are being phased out over the next 2 years under President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. The Hill reports that the Trump administration has unveiled a new set of rules that will make it more challenging for wind and solar projects to qualify for federal tax subsidies. The revisions, announced by the U.S. Treasury Department on Friday, change the long-standing definitions of what it means for a project to be considered under construction. Under the new guidelines, developers of large-scale solar arrays and wind farms will be required to complete physical work rather than simply demonstrate that they have invested capital. This change is in response to an executive order issued by President Trump last month, which directed the Treasury Department to restrict tax credit eligibility unless a substantial portion of a facility is built. Since taking office in January, Trump has repeatedly sought to stall the development of wind and solar energy, calling them unreliable, expensive, and overly dependent on Chinese supply chains. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which Trump signed into law last month, requires projects to begin construction by July of next year or enter service by the end of 2027 to qualify for a 30% tax credit and bonuses that can push the subsidy even higher. Breitbart News tech editor Colin Modden recently joined London bureau chief Oliver J.J. Lane on Breitbart Confidential to discuss the many drawbacks of wind and solar energy, and why Donald Trump is opposed to the green energy scam. Watch a clip of the episode below. Subscribe to the Breitbart Fight Club to watch the full episode. Every day, editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe and the editorial staff of Breitbart News take you behind the news to explore the issues that will hit the headlines in the days, weeks, and months to come. The show is one of many membership privileges for Fight Club subscribers. The Des Moines Register reports that Energy Secretary Chris Wright argued in a recent speech that wind and solar energy need to compete in the marketplace without endless taxpayer-funded subsidies. Stricter rules for projects is an important first step towards that goal. Read more at The Hill here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.